Birshus, the Chashuv Rabbanim here, and Birshus, the very Chashuv Bacharim here. I cannot tell you how excited I am to be able to be here in the middle of New Bloomfield and say a shiur. I guess last month there were shiurim here, but it's a big schus for all of us to be out here in the middle of nowhere. And I think you go nowhere, and then you make a left and another right, and then you wind up over here, right? And to sit here and learn Torah, to hear the Beis Medrash full of the Bachrim Shtagi this morning, mamash gevaldik. Big skos for everybody. So Shir Psicha, I want to introduce some of the concepts that hopefully you'll be talking about, and talk a little bit about the mitzvahs that are involved in Hashavas Aveda. Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. It happens to be that this week's parsha is the parsha of Hashavas Aveda. Punk, we're learning here the Metzias. And this week's parsha is all the dinim of Hashavas Aveda in this parsha. So it's kedai to see the psukim inside. The psukim say as follows. The psukim this week's parsha says, Lo sires shor achicha oseyo nidochim. Don't see the shor, the seh, different animals of your friend, nidochim. You see them wandering off. Yisalamta mehem. And you're just going to hide yourself. You're not going to pay attention. Hashev teshive lachicha. So first off, there's a mitzvah saseh in the Torah. Hashev teshive lachicha. You have to make sure to return it to your friend. V'im lo karav achicha elecha. And if your friend's not close to you, v'lo yadato. You don't know who he is. V'asafto toch beisecha. You bring it into your house. V'haya imcha ad dreish achicha isai. And you should keep it until he comes. You can come a year later to get it. And you have to return. It's going to be many years. V'chein tase l'chamoro, v'chein tase l'sim losa, v'chein tase l'chol avedas achicha. So it's a kol uprat, a kol uprat to kol, and where it makes all kinds of drushes. That's not l'nyanenu. Asher toivad mimenu, that's lost to matzah, you find it. Lo suchal lehisalem. You're not allowed to be misale. It means I can't turn away. I can't kilu, not pay attention to it. I have to act. So the Torah says there's an asay, hashev teshive, and there's a lois asay, lois suchal lehisalem. That's what it says in the psukim. One of the gemaras that we will be discussing throughout this zman, one of the, I would say, the pillar gemaras that are nogea for the sugyas that we're going to have is the gemara in Chaf Vav Amid Beis. It's not right away at the beginning, but the Chaf Vav Amid Beis, and it's also nogea to what we want to talk about, because it talks about these isurim, and it talks about the mitzvahs of returning the Aveda. So let's turn to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. I hope some of you had a chance to see it this morning. So the Gemara says as follows. The cases can be a little bit confusing, but if we take it slow and we get through each thing keseder, so we should be able to follow. So the Gemara says like this. It's about a third of the way down the page. Amar Rava. Ra Sela Shenofla. A person saw a coin fall. Now, it must be talking about, we were discussing this morning with some of the wonderful Bachar, and there must be time that you actually saw it fall, because Rashi says that you picked it up immediately before he even had a chance to know that he lost it. If you just found it on the ground, you don't necessarily know how long it was sitting on the ground. So, Ras El Shinofla, so probably the case is like this. We made up the following scenario. You're standing by a bus stop. A guy's, the bus pulls up, and everyone's, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's fighting to get on the bus, right? The last guy pushes on the bus, the other guy pushes him, his wallet falls out, the door closes, the bus drives off. So you saw the guy, you saw it fall, but you can't return it to him, he's gone, right? And you find his wallet, you find his money on the floor, right? So the Gemara says, Ras el shenafla, natal lifnei yush. You took it before yush. Now, Rashi over here comments is the Gemara earlier that we're going to see Amir Tisham, that the Gemara says a person, I don't know if it comes as a surprise to you, a person's always watching out for his money. So he's constantly checking his pocket, making sure that his coins and his money are in his pocket. So the Gemara says when a person loses his money, he knows about it relatively quickly. So therefore, Rashi over here comments over here, Rashi says, was so quick, the guy didn't even have a chance to check his pocket and know that it fell. Because the Gemara says, as soon as he checks his pocket and knows that it fell, so if you lose your money in Rosh Hashanah, you're miyayish right away. Right away, you're going to give up hope of ever getting it back. So, and if the person picked it up after you, she's for sure allowed to keep it. It's not a problem. But over here, we're talking about a case where it was so quick, you picked it up right away before he even had a chance to check his pockets, and therefore you didn't yet do yush. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Everyone's familiar with the term yush, I hope. Yush basically is by an aveda that you lose hope. The Gemara says the klal of yush is, the general concept of yush, is when he says violet, he saw and kiss, he already says that's it, you know, it's lost. You know, he already gave up hope. He despaired of ever getting it back. That's yush. Now, again, in our discussions this morning, I want to point out that there's a machlokas in the Gemara called Yush Shalomidas, which we're going to get to that sugya. We're not going to talk too much about it now. But Yush Shalomidas means the following scenario. It means somebody lost something that he's going to be miyayish on, but he doesn't yet know that he lost it. So as soon as he finds out that he lost it, he's going to be miyayish, but he doesn't know yet. And you picked it up. So you picked it up before there was any yush, right? But it's going to be yush. So does that yush, is it considered that you picked it up before yush, or is it considered that you picked it up after yush? Rava says, yush lo midas have a yush. And therefore, since he's going to be miyayish, we'll see exactly what cases that entails, therefore it's already considered a yush from now. And therefore you picked it up, even though he didn't know about it, but it's considered you picked it up after yush, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. And Abayi says, yush lo midas, lo havi yush. Therefore, since he didn't yet actually do the yush, he's just going to do the yush, right? It's considered there's not a yush yet, and when you picked it up, it's considered you picked it up before yush. And if you picked it up before yush, you still have a chiyuv to return it. You have to return it. Right? Something that you picked up after yush, you're allowed to keep. Something you picked up before yush, you have to return. So something that somebody is going to be miyayish but has not yet done yush, when he finds out, because he doesn't know about it, but as soon as he finds out, he will be miyayish, is that considered you picked it up before yush, or is that considered you picked it up after yush? So what is this case over here? The Gemara says that money is not considered a simon, and you're allowed to keep it, therefore the guy will be miyayish. But what happened over here? You picked it up before the yush. So what case is this? What's this called? Yush alomidas. So what's the halacha yush alomidas? Machlokas Rava and Abayi. What does Rava hold? Have a yush, therefore you can keep it. What does Abayi hold? Lo have a yush, and therefore you have to return. Who do we pass in like?
Abayi.
It's one of those cases we pass in like Abayi, right? The six cases we pass in like Abayi. So now there's a problem, because the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Who's talking over here? Rava. Rava doesn't pass in like Abayi. Rava passes like Rava. Same gematria. Right? Same person, right? So Rava passes like Rava. Right, so what's that? So the Rishonim asked this question, and the Rishonim Taka say you have to change the gear. So Tamar Rabba, Taka not Amar Rava. This Gemara has to be talking about Rabba, because according to Rava, and Achanami, the guy can pick this up and he can keep it. It's no problem. The whole issue in the Gemara only starts because we're going like Shita Sabayi, and you picked it up, says Rashi, so quickly before he even knew that he lost it. So therefore, I don't have a yush yet. I only have a potential yush. I have a yush lamidas. Therefore, you have to return it. Therefore, you're not allowed to keep it. But according to Rava, as soon as he drops it, and it's something that he's going to be miyayish on, you're allowed to take it right away because it's considered already yush. Therefore, you can take it. That's what some of the Rishonim say. So that's the case over here. So now, what happened over here? So Ras Elish Anafel Ifnei Yush Al Menas LeGoyzla. Now you took it, and you're supposed to be a good yeshiva bacher. And what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to return it, but you didn't do that. You decided that you're going to steal it. Not anybody here, chas v'shalom. So Ross and Anafu Neyush Amanas L'Gaizla. So the Gemara says over Bekulam. You're going to be over in three surim in the Torah. Mishum Lo Sigzol. You're stealing. It's his property, and you're taking it to keep it. That's Lo Sigzol. Umishum Hashik Teshivim, which is a mitzvah asay in the Torah, that you must return it, right? And Mishum Lo Sucha Li Salim. And another lav is lo sucha li salim. Lo sucha li salim means I can't, like we said before, I can't look the other way and not return it. Over here, I'm not returning it. Over here, I'm taking it to steal it. Therefore, I'm over two lavim and one asay. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the next line in the Gemara, we're not really going to get into right now because it's a very, very difficult line. A lot of Torah on this line. This says the Gemara, v'afal gav, dechazra l'acher yush, even though you returned it after the bialim were miyayish, says the Gemara, matanuhu deyayivle, you're giving him only a gift, visura de avad avad, but the isra that you did, you did. Simple pshat in the Gemara is that that's it. You took it in order to steal it, even if you return it. In other words, you took it, and then the bialim were miyayish, and then you want to return it, the Gemara seems to say that you were over the Isser and there's no way to fix or to repair the Isser, which Lechara is a plia tzuma. What do you mean? When I steal something, is there a way to fix stealing? Is there a way to repair the Isser of stealing? Anyone know?
Yeah. Return it.
Return it. It's called the lav nitzik lase. I have a lav that I have to, a lav that I'm not allowed to steal. And if I stole, then I have a chiyuv to return. So why can't I return it over here? So it's a big question. So Tysus, I'll just tell you the shitas without going into it. Tysus' shita over here is Takei Nechanami. The Gemara over here says that you're over the Isser. It doesn't mean you're over the Isser of stealing, and because that Itaka repaired. And it doesn't mean that I'm over the Isser of Hashay Teshive, because that Itaka also, because I returned it. But rather it means I'm over just the Isser of Lo Sucha Li Salim. That's how Tysus learns the Gemara. The Ramban brings the shita of the Gainim, and he holds like the shita of the Gainim, says, Taka, you're over all three Isserim, and you can't fix it. And there's a famous Ramban gives a long, lengthy explanation as to why that is. And we're not going to discuss that right now because that's way beyond the scope of what we're doing. But keep that in mind. There's such a Ramban he's going to become. We might mention a little bit later on, a little bit the Ramban Shita. So that's case number one.
If he took the Al Nasa and he returns it before the Yayish, is it wouldn't be.
If he returns it before the Bayan Ram Yayish, it was when the Gemara says he returned it after, right, correct. If he returns it, right, good point. It's definitely Mashman the Gemara, and Bistama, that's even the Ramban would agree, that if he returned it before Yush, in Achanami, then he did talk, he corrected the Isra of Lo Sigzo and the Hashay Teshivim. The problem was, since there was Yush, he was kind of with Yush. And since he's kind of with Yush, therefore now he can't return it anymore, and he's only giving him a Matana. Why over here is he kind of, why is it different than a regular Gzelus? That the Ramban goes to explain why that's the case. Okay, let's see case number two. Case number two was, he taka picked it up like a good boy, right? He did what he's supposed to do. He picked it up. I'm going to return it. It's a lost item. He picked it up. Then after the bialim were miyayish, then he decided that he's not going to return it. So now what isser is he over? So says the Gemara, over mishum hashiv teshivim. Says the Gemara, he's over the lav of Hashiv the asay of Hashiv Teshivim, because he's supposed to return it and he didn't return it, and he's decided he's not returning it. So now he's over the Isser asay. It's a positive commandment. Go return, and he says, I'm not returning. So he's in violation of that positive commandment. Let's see the Rashi. Over Mishum Hashiv Teshivim. What happened to stealing? How come he's not over stealing? Says Rashi, Lo Yisigzol Lo Shayech Ela B'Shas Netila. Rashi says you can't be over Lo Sigzol because that's only when you originally pick it up can you be over Lo Sigzol. And over here, that's B'shas Netila, the time that you take it. That's the only time I can be over Lo Sigzol. K'mo v'yigzol es achonis miyad ha-mitzri, like it says he stole the spear from the Mitzri, he had to take it from his hand. K'dom r'bo v'kama. So that's why, says Rashi, oh, in this case I'm not over the lava Lo Sigzol. Lo Suchal Yisalem, it says Rashi, what about Lo Suchal Yisalem? Hari, now he's being misalim, he's turning away, he's not returning it. So why isn't he over the lav lo suchal yisalim? Says Rashi, lo suchal yisalim eina azhara el lekoivish es einav, somebody who hides his eyes, v'nimna, and refrains mi lahatzel from saving it. So therefore, but here he didn't do that. Hari, he picked it up and he was going to return it. So he wasn't misalim, he didn't hide his eyes. So therefore he's not over the lav lo suchal yisalim. Hilcha chanoit lam anas lahachzir. Therefore, says Rashi, if he took it, Amanas lahachzir. Ula acher yush niskam in the geizlo, and after yush he decided he changed his mind, he's going to steal it. Ain't kan misalim. He's not misalim because he picked it up in order to return it. Aval hashi teshivein iga misha natal ad sheyeshivenu. Hashi teshivein, that's an ongoing. When you pick it up till you return it, you have a chiyuv to return it. So if in the middle you decided you're not returning it, so now you're in violation of that asay. And what Rashi seems to say like this, Lo Suchal Yisalem is not an ongoing type of thing. Lo Suchal Yisalem isn't when I picked it up. Was if I saw it and I didn't go to return it, then I'm misalim. Then I turn away my eyes over alav in the Torah. Get Malkus. You're over alav in the Torah. But once I picked it up, so now I'm no longer over lasuch alisalim. It's not an ongoing thing. But Hashi Teshivim, says Rashi, that's from when you pick it up until you return it. It's an ongoing asay. And if in the middle you cut it short and you decide you're not returning it, so then you're going to be over that asay. That's this case. Let's see the third case over here. Says the Gemara, Himtim lo'achnis yashu abaylim. Let's say that the guy saw the Aveda. He saw the guy get on the bus, like our case was. He knows the guy in the next few minutes is going to feel around and realize, uh-oh, lost my wallet, right? So he's going to wait. He says, I see the wallet sitting there. I'm not going to pick it up. I'll be smart. I'll just sit there and I'll wait, right? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the time is when a person memashish pekiso, then I'll go and pick it up because now I know he's miyayish already. Now there's yosh, I can pick it up, I can keep it, right? So what happens in that case? Himtin law, ashnis yashu abaylam v'notla eino oivir ala mishun losuch alisalim bilvad. So where it says, in this case, you're only over the isra of losuch alisalim. Why are you not over this rashi teshivim? What do you say, Rabbi Yisai? Why are you not over this rashi teshivim?
It only comes in when you pick it up.
Because the rashi teshivim, the Gemara is saying only comes when I pick it up. So it comes out very interesting. Losuch alisalim only comes before I picked it up. Right? When I saw it, I have a chiyu losuch alisalim. Once I picked it up in order to return it, there's no longer a list of losuch alisalim. Even if I change my mind, decide not to return, I'm not over losuch alisalim. So losuch alisalim is only before I pick it up. Right? Hashay teshivim seems to be only once I pick it up. Right? When I pick it up, I have an issur of hashay teshivim. Before I picked it up, the Gemara says over here, I waited. I didn't pick it up yet. So Gemara says, I'm only over the issur of losuch alisalim. I'm not over the asay of hashay teshivim. So it sounds like Hashem Teshivim only comes later. Right? That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. So the Ran asks a question, a stira to another Gemara. If you turn to Daf Lamed, the Gemara in Daf Lamed says as follows. The Gemara in Daf Lamed says, there's some times that a person does not have to return an Aveda. It's on the bottom of the page by the two dots, Minani Mili, the Tana Rabbanon, V'salamta. There's a special pasuk that says V'salamta. Sometimes you are allowed to turn away from an aveda. Sometimes you are. When is that? Pamashata misalim and pamashiyata misalim. Hakeita hayakayin v'ibeis akvaros. Let's say that you're a kohen. You see the wallet fall in the beis akvaros. You're not allowed to walk into a beis akvaros. Why are you not allowed to walk into a beis akvaros? Come tell me. What isser is there? Anybody know? It's the bottom Rashi on the page. Lenefesh lo yitam is a lav, uktoshin to you is an asay. So it's an asay and there's a lav. Right? The kayan cannot become tummy. So says the Gemara that I have a special pasuk that tells me don't walk into the Besak forest to return the Aveda. Fret the Gemara, a question. You skip down a few lines. The Gemara says, Lamai itzrechra. What are you the pasuk for? Four lines in the bottom. Ilem the kain ve'isakvaras pshita. Hi asay. He says, what's the mitzvah to return? It's a mitzvah asay. V'hai lois asay v'asay. And this, the isser of walking into the beis hakvaras, is a los asay. Like we said, you can't become tame. Lenefesh lo yitame. And it's an asay. V'lo asi asay v'daki es los asay. Then we're asked a simple question. We're asked, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me? He salamta, that sometimes I'm allowed to not walk into the Beis HaKvaros. Says, well, anyway, I would know that you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaKvaros. What's compelling me to go into the Beis HaKvaros is I have mitzvah saseh of returning the lost article. What's blocking me from going into the Beis HaKvaros is I have a lav and I have an asay that I'm not allowed to become tameh. L'chayre, an asay is doicha alois asay, but an asay is not doicha an asay. Alois asay v'asay. So therefore, since there's two things telling me don't walk into the Beis HaKvaros, and there's only one thing telling me to walk in, the Asay, is telling me to walk into the Beis HaKvaros, right? So the Asay is not going to be Daich anyway, so why do I need a special pus to tell me not to walk in? Anyway, I know not to walk in. That's the Gemara's question. We're not even going to get to the Gemara's answer. But L'chaira, what's this whole Gemara saying? What Asay do I have that's telling me to walk into the Beis HaKvaros? What Asay? Ashay Teshivim, you just told me Ashay Teshivim is only when you pick it up. He hasn't picked it up yet. Hare, he sees it in the Beis HaKvaras. He didn't pick it up. So there's no assay. So what does the Gemara ask? That there's an assay. Doicha assay v'leisa assay. There's no assay. Right? Hare, you need an assay in order, right? The Gemara says that there's an assay. Hare, l'char, there's no assay. That's the Ron's question. And how do I know there's no assay, Frank Duran, from our Gemara and Dav Chavov? Because if there was an assay, so in the Gemara and Dav Chavov that said that when you waited until the bain was miyayish, you're only over a lav of lo sucha li salim. Why didn't the Gemara say you're also over an assay of hashay tashibe? So says the Ran, it's a stira between the two Gemaras. You got the question? How many people have the question? How many people are not sure? Okay, we'll say the question one more time. The Gemara Daf Chafav Med Beis says that if you're standing by an aveda, you see it fall, and you wait. You don't pick it up, and you wait until the bottom is miyayish, and then after it's miyayish, you pick it up. The Gemara says you only have one iser. What iser do you have? A lav of lo sucha li salim. What about the asay of hashay teshivim? How come I don't have that? It's clear from that Gemara because hashay teshivim only starts when you pick it up, not when you saw it, right? Yet the Gemara over here says that when the guy sees the aveda in the Beis HaKvaros, he has an assay of hashay teshivim to go pick it up. L'chari, we just said you don't have an assay until you actually picked it up. Over here, you just saw it in the Beis HaKvaros. So why does the Gemara say he has an assay? L'chari, it's a stira. This Gemara says there is no assay until you pick it up, and this Gemara says it's an assay from when you see it. L'chari, it's a stira in the two Gemaras. So there's two Tirutzim in the Rishonim to this question. The Ramban answers the question. I didn't put it on the sheet. The Ramban says that in a chanami taka, that the assay is only when you pick it up. But he says an interesting thing, and I think this has to do with the lumdis of assay doicha lois assay. He says that since if I would go into the Beis HaKvaros and I would pick it up and I have a kiyum of the assay, therefore the kiyum of the assay should be doicha the lois assay. So even though right now I yet don't have the assay, but that can still allow me to go in and pick it up. Because when I go in and I pick it up, then I will have an assay. And once I have that assay, that'll push off the los assay. So that's what the Gemara was saying. That's what the Gemara means. The kiyum assay, but not that I have a chiyuv yet, because it wasn't chal yet the assay. That's the Ramban. The Ran doesn't like the Ramban. And the Ran says, no, it's not true. Says the Ran, you taka have a din, hashek the shive, taka from when you see it. Like the Gemara says in Daf Lamed, that when the Kayin saw it in the Beis HaKvaros, he has an assay that tells him to go into the Beis HaKvaros. But against that, he has an assay in Allah that tells him don't go into the Beis HaKvaros. But there is an assay. Aye, how come our Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Med Beis says that if he waited, the Gemara says he's only over this or lo sucha li salim. Why doesn't the Gemara say he's over this or vashay teshive? Says the Ran, I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't say he walked away. The Gemara says he stood there and he waited. So therefore, says the Ran, he can still be mekayim the hashay teshivim. He's not over the assay until he does something that will not allow him to return it. Since he was standing there the whole time and he was still able to return it, so therefore he's not over the iser. In other words, he has a chi of taka to return it, but he didn't walk away. It was himtin. He waited, so he was still there, so he can still return it, right? So therefore, he's not over the iser of Hashev Teshive, because he still has the ability. Had he walked away, says the Ran in that case, then Taka the Gemara would have said he has two Isurim. He has Osu Chali Salim and Hashev Teshive. But the Gemara Davsky is Himtin, he waited. So therefore he waited, means the whole time he could still return it. So since the whole time he could still return, now it happens to be the Baal Miyayish. Once the Baal Miyayish and he picks it up, now he doesn't have to return it anymore. But he didn't cause it that he didn't have to return it. Says the Ran, if he caused it, he didn't return it, then he's over the Asay. So if he walked away from the object, so then Taka the Gemara would have said, in other words, had the Gemara not say Himtin, that he waited there, but had the Gemara said he saw the object, and then he walked away, then Taka says the Ran, he'd be over two Isurim. He'd be over Losuch Alisan and the Asay, because then he caused it, he shouldn't return it. By the way, that case would be Machlokas the Ramban in the Ran. According to the Ramban in that case, Taka won't be over two Isurim. Because the Ramban says it wasn't Chal V'chiyuv to return it until he picked it up. So if he saw it and he just left, according to the Ramban, only be chayav one iser, only be chayav l'such alisalim. But according to the Ran, says no. If he saw it and he walked away, Taki will be over the assay. But over here, he didn't walk away. He was still here. So for every moment, he could still return it. At the end of the day, the Baal Miyayish. and therefore they made it to now he doesn't have to return it. So therefore he's not in violation of the assay. That's why the Gemara says he's only chayav losu chalei salim. That's the run.
Why is he losu
chalei
salim at all?
No, losu chalei salim is over because immediately you have to do it. Losu chalei salim you have to take care of right away. Losu chalei salim is right away. Hashiv teshive, even if I didn't do it right away, as long as I can still do it, so I'm not going to be over Hashem Teshivim. That's the difference. You're right. Losu Chalei Salim has to be right away. And Hashem Teshivim has like a time duration. Sort of like what we saw in Rashi. From when you pick it up until you return it, it's Hashem Teshivim. And Losu Chalei Salim was right away when you saw it.
That's right. According to the Ramban, why did not they run the license?
Because he, no, according to the Ramban, until you pick it up, there's... No, you're over Losu Chalei. You're over Losu Chalei Salim.
Why not say? Because you would have picked it up. You would have been able to do it.
Yeah, but you're not. But you need, until you pick it up, the chiyuv's not chal. According to Ramban, until you pick it up on the case of Kafam Beis, he didn't pick it up. It was just laying on the street. So therefore, he didn't pick it up. So therefore, it's not chal. No, because the say is not chal until you pick it up.
If you would have picked it up, you would have got the assay.
Fine, but if I'm not picking it up, by leaving doesn't, I'm not in violation of an assay. Okay, so that's the Ramban, and that's the Ran. So it comes out, there's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Ran. When am I chai? So it comes out very interesting. If we just do a quick summation up until we are right now. We saw in the Pesukim that I have Losuchali Salim, I have Hashiv Teshivim. The Gemara is very clear that Losuchali Salim applies from when I see it, not when I pick it up. And Hashiv Teshivim is machlokes Rishainim. Does it apply from when I see it, or does it apply from when I pick it up? The Ran says it applies from when I see it, and the Ramban says it only applies from when I pick it up. That's what we're up to right now. Ask Reb Chaim a question. Now, in order to get Reb Chaim's question, we'll just get a little bit of a background, which is the Gemara that I should have put on the sheet, which is the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, which is one of the basic Gemaras that we'll be spending a lot of time on in the Sugya of Yerushalayim Midas. And the Gemara says as follows. If somebody lost an Aveda that had a simen on it, he lost an Aveda that has a simen on it, right? And somebody picked it up, right? So what's the halacha? If you pick up an Aveda that has a simen, what's the halacha? You gotta return it, right? Now what happens if after you picked it up, you found out that the Bayim were miyayish? You found out the Bayim were miyayish. The Bayim never, they gave up hope, they never thought they were gonna get it back, somehow you got word of it. What's the din? Can you keep it or not keep it? What do you say? Huh? You picked it up after you picked it up. You picked it up, and then later you heard, and you were trying to find the Bailam. You didn't find the Bailam. Then later you heard that the Bailam were Miyayish. You have a Chiyuv to return it or not. What do you say? But Lachara, now there's Yush. So Yush is kind. Remember, we said if I have something that the Bailam is Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. So now the Bailam is Miyayish, so Lachara should be able to keep it. What do you say? No, over here I picked it up. I was a good boy. I did everything. I was going to return it. I'm waiting for the Bayim. I've been looking for him now for 5 years. I've been doing everything right. So there's a special din of... So it's not Nugat, what we were just discussing now, because over here, the bottom line is, now there's Yush. The question is, so now I should be kind of with Yush. So once I'm kind of with Yush, so now I shouldn't have to return it. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara on Daf Chafalim Beis says no. Says the Gemara, this is an important line in the Gemara. The Gemara says about 5-6 lines down to the from the Gemara. It says the Gemara 4 lines down, the end of the 3rd line. V'afal gav de shamidi de miyayish l'sof lo haviyush dechi asil yadei be'isurahu da asil yadei. Remember these words, because when you picked it up, it came to your hands be'isur be'isurahu da asil yadei. What is sir? I didn't do anything wrong. It was an Aveda in the street. It had a simen. I picked it up, and I'm planning on returning it. What is sir? What does the Gemara mean? Be surahu dasi liyade. What does that mean? It came to my hands, be isser. I didn't do anything wrong. He lost an article. I found it. It has a simen. I picked it up. I'm looking for him. I want to find it. I want to return it. I'm a tzadik gomor. What does the Gemara mean? Be surahu liyade. So it's a machlekes rishayim how to learn this Gemara. What does it mean, Yisur Asiyadi? Tosis in Bava Kama says, Yisur Asiyadi means, doesn't mean you over an Isser. Yisur Asiyadi means that you have a chiyuv hashava, was already chal, that you have to return this item. There's chal that you hashiv teshivim, you picked it up. You have to return it. once it's chal on the item that you have to return it, it's not going to help now that the bialim were miyayish, because you already have chal that you have to return the item. That's called bisuras of the ode. So if I can't be kaina, normally yiosh can be kaina before I had a chiyuv to return it. So if I hadn't picked it up, and the bialim were miyayish, so now I can pick it up. But over here, since it came to my hands, isura means it came to my hands at a time that it was usur for me to keep it, so now I'm not allowed to keep it, even if the bialim were miyayish, because I already have a chiyuv to return it, because I have a chiyuv to return it of Hashem Teshiveh.
Did you get a mitzvah if you return it, though?
How do you get a mitzvah?
Why is it called a mitzvah earlier in the first case? After you miyayish?
Very good, excellent, you're right. That's an excellent question, but there's two different cases, and we right now can't explain the difference, but it's an easy, yeah, you're right, you're asking very good. Yeah, in this case, by the way, if you return it, you get a mitzvah. It's not like our Gemara over here said that you don't get a mitzvah. Our Gemara said you don't get a mitzvah because there he took it in order to steal it. It's a different case. It's a little bit different case. Our case, he took it to return it. The bialim were miyayish. You still have a chiyuv to return it. You get a mitzvah when you return it. You're mekayeh your mitzvah. Everything is wonderful. But isur asa liyada, you can't be kind and keep it for yourself because it was already chayiv to return it. That's how Taisus learns. Now the Ramban, which is that complicated Ramban on your case over here, on our case over here, the Ramban has a different concept of Isuras Liyade. I'll explain you very briefly the Ramban. It needs a lot of Iyun. I'm telling you right now, it needs a lot of Iyun. But the Ramban basically says like this. When he picks it up for you, when you pick up an Aveda, is a lot different than when you stole something. When you steal something from somebody, so you're stealing it and you're trying to take it for yourself. If you pick up an Aveda for somebody, then you're picking it up for him. You want to return it to him. So says the Ramban, you become like his shomer. You become somebody like Kila, like he appointed you to watch it for him. And therefore you really become an extension of his rishus. So it's like now you're holding it for him. So if you're holding it for him, it's like it's sitting in his house. Says the Ramban, once it's sitting in his house, Yush can't help. Yush can only help if something gets lost. It's out of my rishus. This is in my rishus. Why is it in my rishus? Because the guy who picked it up is holding it for me. So therefore it's considered it's in my rishus. Yush only helps when it's lost. So before somebody picks it up, it's on the ground, it's lost, it's out of my rishus. So then Yush helps. But over here, when he picked it up, and he picked it up in order to return it to me, right, says the Ramban, he's holding it for me. So it's like it's considered that it's not lost. It's in my possession. If it's in my rishus, Yush doesn't help. So that's what the Gemara means, Isura Asir Liyadeh. Isur Asir Liyadeh means that it's in a matzav, again, that I can't be kind of it because I have a Chiyav Ashava, and therefore, since I have a Chiyav Ashava, I become like I'm the Rishus of the Baal, and therefore his Yush won't allow me to be kind of it. So therefore, after he's Miyayish, I still can't be kind of it. That's called Isur Asir Liyadeh according to the Ramban. So two different explanations of Isur Asir Liyadeh. Either because the person who picked it up is now, the item is still considered in the Rishus that abide him, and therefore the Yish is in Chal, or because the person who picked it up has a Chiyuv to return it, and the Chiyuv to return it blocks the Yish from being Chal. But either way, the Gemara says that when you pick up an item, right, that you have to return, then after it's in your Rishus, he does Yish, the Yish does not help. And now we have two reasons why, Machlek is Rishon and the Ramban and the Ran.
So this Ramban is a problem with the same case.
Wait, the Ramban needs a lot of explanation. Well, yeah.
You should be able to steal from him. It's working for him. Bar said you can't steal. We said in the same case you can't steal from him.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I have to see the case. I don't want to go how the Ramban exactly explains it more in Chavav. It's a little bit complicated. But let's just go a little weiter. So ask Reb Chaim the following question. Now that we have these, you cite us, ask Reb Chaim as follows. Says Reb Chaim, according to the Shitas that hold that Isurli Asa Liyada means, according to the Taisus, what did we say, Isur Asa Liyadeh, the Taisus? What was that? Huh? Anybody? He has a Chiyav Ashava, right? Now, one second. We just learned in the Ran, when does the Chiyav Ashava start? When he sees it, not when he picks it up. So, according to the Ran, as soon as you saw it, it should be too late for the Baal to be Yayish, because you already have a Chiyav Ashava. That's Reb Chaim's Chasha. You hear the question? What? You hear the question? In other words, the Gemara says that once you pick it up and you have to return it, so you can't be kind of be yush, right? But it's the Gemara says clearly, once you pick it up, let's say you didn't pick it up in the bialim or miyayish, then you could be kind of it. But if you saw it, and seeing it already makes it that you have a chiyav ashava, a chiyav to return it, so the chayav, just seeing it alone should already be isura You can't say asu liyode, but you can say b'isura ra'asa, right? It was b'isura. There's already chiyuv over here. There's already chiyuv. So how can the yush help? The Gemara clearly says that if he's miyash before you pick it up, you can keep it. Only once he's, if he's miyash after you pick it up, it's b'isura asu liyode. Is lashon the Gemara. What ain't asu liyode? All right, lechar according to the Ran. Even before I picked it up, it's still on the street. Soon as I saw it, we learned in the Ran, I have a chiyav hashava. No, if I have a chiyav hashava, how does it help the yush of the bailim? We said yush of the bailim doesn't help once there's a chiyav hashava. Just like after you picked it up, the yush of the bailim didn't help because there was a chiyav hashava. So before I picked it up, if you hold the chiyav hashava, so according to those rishonim that hold that there is no chiyav hashava, the Ramban that held there is no chiyav hashava is very good because no chiyav hashava until I pick it up. So once I pick it up, then the yush doesn't. Then the yush won't help. But according to the Ran, Frechter B'chaim, that the chiyav hashava starts when I saw it, right? So lechayra, from when I saw it, you shouldn't be able to be yush anymore because the lechayra, I can't be kind of with yush anymore because I already have a chiyav hashava. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Gevaldik kasha, right? How many people got the question? You got it? It's a gevaldik question, Frechter B'chaim. According to the Ran, Frech Reb Chaim, why does the Gemara say that Isura Asal Yadeh? It should be Isura from the time you saw it. Says Reb Chaim Begavaldig Yisoid. Says Reb Chaim that Hashav Teshivim, even according to the Ran, that Hashav Teshivim is Chal from when you saw it, but it's a different Hashav Teshivim when you saw it than from when you picked it up. That's what Reb Chaim says. There's two Hashev Teshivim's. Stick of Pella, but that's what he says. He says there's two kinds of Hashev Teshivim's. He says before you picked it up, the Hashev Teshivim was Chalak on the person. The person has a Chiyav, has a mitzvah saseh to return this item. It sounds almost like it probably is a Cheftza Gavra type of answer of Reb Chaim, which is, he says, it's on me. It's my obligation. Says to Reb Chaim, that obligation that you have, if the Bailam or Miyayish, that obligation is not going to block the Yush from happening. But once you picked it up, says Reb Chaim, it's Chal in the Cheftza. It's Chal, he calls it a Dror de Mamayna. It's Chal Adin Mamanis in the Chafetz that I have a Chiv in this object to return it to the Bailam. It's Chal in the object. So that means it's Ki'ilu, the way I understand it, it's Ki'ilu like there's a lien, Ki'ilu there's something that's Chal in the object now, that this object I have to give back to the Bailam. Now when the Bailam call Miyayish, and they're saying that we're giving up hope from getting it back. You can't do that because it's already chal in the object that's coming back to you. So after I pick it up, says Reb Chaim, that's when it causes my hashay teshivim, causes the yush not to be chal, and therefore I can't keep the item. But before I pick it up, even though there's still a mitzvah saseh hashay teshivim, but that was just a mitzvah saseh on the kakafta de gavra. That was just a mitzvah saseh on the person, and therefore, once the Bailam Miyayish, I have no longer a chiyuv to return it, because nothing was chal on the chayfetz. That's what Reb Chaim says. Right, just the one on the person, 100%. Yeah, just the one on the person. Because if I never picked it up, it was never chal anything in the chayfetz. Just I had a mitzvah on myself, and I was over that mitzvah by not doing it. Right, I was supposed to return it, and I walked away. So I'm over that mitzvah. In a chanami. That's what Reb Chaim says. It's a big chiddush. That's what Reb Chaim says. I wanted to get into the Rav Naftali. I don't think we have enough time to get into it good, but I just want to throw out the following question. Maybe we'll have a little bit of time to, we'll see. I want to throw out the following question. So far we just have the Hagdaras. I just want to get the Hagdaras clear. We learned the Losuch Alisalim, we learned Hashay Teshivim, we learned there's two Dinam of Hashay Teshivim, we learned the concept of Isur Asliyada, we learned Machlekes Ramban and Taisis about what's called Isur Asliyade. We learned Machlekes Ramban and the Ran as far as what's considered when is the Chal Hashev Teshivim. I want to ask the following question. I don't know, anyone start the first Mishnah? No? Okay. The first Mishnah, let's read the first line of the Mishnah. The first Mishnah says like this: Eilu Metzias Shalai ve'Eilu Chayav Lahachriz. The Mishnah says, these are Metzias that are yours that you can keep. The elu chayav lahachriz, and these ones you have to be machriz. So the chayav bothered me when I saw the Mishnah. Let me see what the Olam thinks. It's not a balanced Mishnah. The Mishnah should have either said Elu Metzias Shalai, Ve'elu Metzias Reina Shalai. Or the Mishnah should have said Elu Chayav Lahachris. These are the ones that I have to. What does it mean Chayav Lahachris? What does that mean Chayav Lahachris? I have to announce it to try to find the owner. And Elu, I don't have to find the owner. The Mishnah says no. These are the ones I have to find the owner, and these are the ones that I can keep. Shalai. It sounds like it's a little bit. You know what I'm saying? These are the ones I have to find the owner. The ones I don't have to find the owner. Or these are the ones that I can keep, and these are the ones that I can't keep. It sounds a little bit unbalanced. What do you say about that question? Does it bother anybody? No? What? I'm saying, you say, you know, it's one thing and it's opposite. And it should be one thing and the opposite. This is this way, the opposite. This is the opposition.
Just pick one of this Mishnah?
Uh-huh.
Just pick one of this Mishnah?
No, I'm saying the Mishnah should have said, these I can keep, these I can't keep. And the Mishnah should have said, these I have to announce, these I don't have to announce.
You can't keep.
What?
Doesn't
imply you're turning. The truth is, yeah, I agree. You know, with the question, not really such a good question. Sometimes you have a question just for the answer. In other words, the pshat is like this. These are ones I have a chiyuv to return. The ones that I don't have a chiyuv to return, so the Mishnah can't just say you don't have a chiyuv to return, because taka, those ones that you don't have a chiyuv to return, the Mishnah is discussing, you have yush. And once you have yush, so it automatically belongs to you. Right? So you get it. So you can taka keep it. In other words, it's not just pshat, don't return it. Pshat is, it's yours. You can keep it. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. In other words, Mishnah is saying the ones that you have to return, you have a chiyuv to return. The ones that you don't have to return, so on those, there's all going to be yush. And once there's yush, you're going to be kind of be yush, and you can taka keep it. You don't have to just not return it. Right? That's what it comes out. Lechari, that's the Mishnah. Lechari, that's the shot of the Mishnah. What time are we supposed to go to? 1:05. Okay. I was trying to. If you look on the sheets that I gave out, in the middle there's a Reb Naftali. We don't have time to do the whole thing Keseder, so we'll just jump to his Chakira. Naftali has an interesting Chakira. It's in the middle of the sheets, it's under number 11, those of you that have a sheet. He asked the following Chakira. Asked from Naftali. He says like this: Yesh Lachkor, Ma Pola Toira Kasher Tzivsa Ase Dashe Teshive. Ask from Naftali, the Torah gave me a positive commandment, Hashi Teshivim. So what did the Torah do? In other words, what would have been, ask from Naftali, had there not been a Torah? Had there not been a Torah, Chasson, there won't be a world, that we know, right? But let's say there just wouldn't be this pride in the Torah about returning the Aveda. So what would it have been? The Yesh Leimar says, I have two tzadim, says Naftali. The below Atzivoy, Havi Amina, the Omnam Asr Litla La'atzmai. He says, I might have thought, I can't take it for myself, but who says that I got to go trouble myself and return it to the Bailim? It's his object, it fell in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, it has a simon. There's no parsha in the Torah of Hashavas Aveda. So what's the din? What happens? So I don't have to return, I don't got to trouble myself, but it's still his item sitting in the Rosh Hashanah, I can't keep it. Right? That's one side. Oh, Dilma, listen to the second side. The second side is a Pella. It says, oh, Dilma, below Tzivay HaTorah, I can take it and it can be mine, says Reb Naftali. He says, because if I take it now, I'm not stealing anything. When's it called that I steal something? When I take something from somebody. But this is already lost. He doesn't have it. It's not in his Rishos. It's sitting out in the Rishos Harabim. It's lost. So if it's sitting out in the Rishos Harabim and it's lost, if I take it, I'm not stealing. So says Reb Naftali, without the Torah, maybe I can keep it. In other words, not just that I don't have to return it, but that I can actually keep it. That's the second side of Reb Naftali. V'lech alav d'gzeila rakash agazam miyada omir shuso. V'tzivsa Torah. So therefore, what comes along the lava, the asay of Hashem Teshivim? Tzivsa Torah, the afal pisha avon mimenu, also lo lit lo matzo. Comes along the Torah and says no. In other words, it comes out, according to this side, that licked in the Hashem Teshivim kido two things. First of all, I can't take it, and second of all, I have to return it. Right? In other words, first let's look at what would have been without the Hashem Teshivim. Without the Hashem Teshivim would have been that I can keep it. right? Because it's not in his property. I'm not stealing anything from him because it's sitting in the Rishus Ram. It's out of his Rishus. And I didn't bring it out of his Rishus. If I go to him and I steal something, I took it out of your Rishus. That's Gzela. But here, I didn't take it out of your Rishus. It's sitting already out of your Rishus. It's sitting in the Rishus Ram. So when I take it, I'm not over in Isser Gzela, right? So therefore, it comes out the Hashi Tashim is saying, no, you can't take it. That's number one. And it's also saying you have to return it. It's giving Lashon Tashim is saying two things. That's what it comes out according to the Sram Tali. And he brings a beautiful raya to this, and we'll just end with the raya. He wants to say that's Tut Stadim in the Gemara. In the Gemara over here, the Gemara in Bava Kama, about an Aveda of a Goy. Because the Gemara in Bava Kama says as follows. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that Gzela from a Goy is Aser. By the way, is the Halacha. Gzela of a Goy is Aser. Especially over here, around a lot of Goyim. Please keep that in mind. It's also a bit Chil Hashem. Now, Tos Akko may be Mutter, but Gzela of a Goy is Aser. That's for sure. So you have to be very careful for a Goy's possessions, just like for a Yid's possessions. Gzela of a Goy is Aser. But says the Gemara, Aveda of a Goy is Mutter. The Gemara says in Bava Kama. And then the Gemara says, here, it's the last thing on the page, number 13. Amr of Bibi Bar Gidol, Amr of Shimon Chasida, Gezel Knani Aser, Avedasa Muteres. It says his Gezel is Aser and his Aveda, his lost article, is Mutter. Gzela Aser Damar of Huna, Minayin Gezel Shuarish Namar. Okay, he brings a Pasuk. Vachaltis Kalama Shashim Lech Nosin Lech Lizman Shem Mesurim Biotcha Vano Zan Chain Mesurim Biotcha. Fine. Avedasa Muteres. How do I know that his Aveda is Mutter? How do I know you're allowed to keep the lost article of a Goy? Says Gemara Domer of Chama Bar Guri Amara Minayin LaAvedas Akrani Shimuteres Namelchol Avedas Achicha. To all the Aved of Achicha. Achicha means your brother. LaAchicha Tamachzer Via Tamachzer LaKnani. You have to be Machzer LaAchicha to your brother. So if it's a fellow Jew, then you have to return it. But not if it's a Goy. Frek the Gemara the following question. Ve'emahani Mi LeHecha Delo Asa LeYade. Says Gemara, maybe that's only if you didn't pick it up yet. It's lo asiliyade, delo mechayiv la'adura basra, that you don't have to go and find him and return it to him. Aval eichad asiliyade, eim elahadre. But maybe once you picked it up, you do have to return it. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Ravina, umatzasa, da asiliyade mashma. No, the pasuk says, kol avedas achicha, and it says umatzasa. Right? So it says, so it says umatzasa, and matzasa means you found it. And when's it called that you found it, Rabbi Yisrael? When's it called you found it? When you pick it up, not when you see it. That's Gemara is going to play in Bezim and Aleph and Bal Metzia. We get there, I guess, winter's mine or whatever. That Gemara is going to be okay. Matzasa is asi liyade mashra. So says the Gemara. There was a half meaning of the Gemara like this: the maybe if I just saw it, I don't have to return it to him. But if I picked it up, I do have to return it to him. Comes along, Ravina and says, no. The pasuk that says you don't have to return it, it says, what do you not have to return? Matzasa. Matzasa means you already picked it up. So it's on the one that you already picked it up. That's the one that says that you don't have to return it. So what was the Havamina of the Gemara? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? Says Rav Naftali, you know what the Havamina of the Maskana of the Gemara is? Tut Stad of my Chakira. How the Tut Stad of my Chakira, says Rav Naftali? Because the first side of the Gemara says like this. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only I don't have to return it, but I can't keep it. So therefore, if I see the Aveda, I can turn away. I don't have a problem with Suchali Salim if it's a Goy's Aveda. I'm allowed to turn away. But once I pick it up, I can't keep his thing. It's his thing. So if it's his thing, I got to return it to him. So therefore, I can't keep it. I have to return it to him. Even though I have no Chi of Hashavas Aveda, but I can't keep stolen property. It's not my property. So therefore, I have to return it. On that comes along Ravina and says, no. Umatzasa means you picked it up. And still the Torah says you can keep it. He says, now it's changing the lumdis. Says Rav Naftali. The lumdis is the taka that since the parsha of Aveda doesn't apply to a goy, so to a goy it's as if there's no parsha of returning an Aveda. And what's the din if there's no parsha of returning the Aveda? The other side of my chakira, says Rav Naftali. The other side of my chakira is that if there's no din to return, I'm allowed to keep it. And therefore it says, minayin l'aveda sakum shi muteres. I don't know that it's mutter, because it says umatzasa. Matzasa is only by an avedas achicha, but avedas agoy, since there's no din, that I have to return it, therefore I'm not allowed to keep it.